Unit 5. Environmental Issues. Reading 1. Living Near Volcanoes. In 1991, Mount Pinatubo in the Philippines surprised the world. On June 15th, it erupted after standing silent for 500 years. Mount Pinatubo is a volcano, but the inhabitants living near it never expected it to wake up. It was the second most powerful eruption of the 20th century. More than 1 million people had to be evacuated, and between 700 and 900 people were killed. Surprisingly, only a few years later, life was back to normal on the island of Luzon, and people were once again building homes and working in the shadow of the volcano. Why do people live near volcanoes? They might live there because the volcano is beautiful, or because a large city already exists there. In many countries, people migrate to cities to find employment. They don't worry about volcanoes. They are trying to feed their families. Some people also live near volcanoes because the land near a volcano is beneficial for farming. Volcanoes release ash from the earth, and the ash is good for growing plants. Whatever the reason, most people who live around a volcano probably do not realize that the volcano is hazardous. Volcanoes and their surrounding environment are beautiful places to live and work and recreate. And the number of people moving into volcanic hazard zones is increasing in post-industrial as well as developing countries, said C. Dan Miller, chief of the U.S. Geological Survey's Volcano Disaster Assistance Program. Miller offered southern Italy as an example. Vesuvius is perched right on the edge of Naples, and it has a 2,000-year history of eruptions, said Miller. Yet there are 3.75 million people living within 30 kilometers of the summit. What would these people do if Vesuvius erupted again? No one can imagine evacuating a city the size of Naples. One of the world's most legendary volcanoes is Mount Etna in Sicily. Sicily is an island in the Mediterranean Sea with more than 5 million inhabitants, who are generally proud to be living near such a famous volcano. Mount Etna has been very active over recent years, with eruptions nearly every year. But the eruptions are very calm, so it attracts countless tourists desiring to see a safe, active volcano. These eruptions are beautiful to watch, and observers are rarely hurt. Sicilians call Etna a good mountain. They compare the volcano to a mother, because it has bestowed on them such a good life. In fact, many people who live near Etna call themselves Etnians. Scientists say there are no good volcanoes. All volcanoes can be dangerous. But it is unlikely that people will stop relocating to areas near volcanoes. So if there's a mountain looming above your town, take a good look. Is it just a pile of rock? Or is it a sleeping dragon?